Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on a Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and, of course, those mail haulers out there led by Leo and the bunch. So keep it safe there, or Leo. It's led by the gang here in Tampa. Let's just keep it safe out there, guys. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget, we're on Twitter at Captain's America, and our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, it's the one, the only, the invincible professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Hey, hello, Captain. Hello, everybody.
Well, they're out on the porch, but they don't have shorts and T-shirts on tonight. They have long pants and a little light coat because we've got a little bit of a wind. The rain has just quit down here a little while ago. And now it's cloudy, and it's going to be a little cooler for the next couple of days, which will be okay. We'll get a chance to, you know, kind of wipe the sweat off our brows because it's really been warm the past several days here. But it'll still be great weather for baseball.
That's true.
All right. Want to say the pledge? It's time to do it.
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, we always emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start the night tonight with something a little bit different because out of the clear blue sky, Donald Trump suddenly has brought a major civil action against Hillary Clinton and her cohorts for defaming him during the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Now, it's hard to think that something will be done about this because he won the election. But the fact that she defamed his character and created the facade for a number of years that it was Russia, 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 which continued during his presidency, he's going after her to begin with. So what do you think is going to happen there?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what it does, whether or not it goes all the way to a court case or they get a decision on it or something like that. We'll see where that goes. But, Captain, in the meantime, you know, it shows, number one, that President Trump is going to fight back. That's number one. Number two, people realize now that the Russia, Russia, Russia thing really was a hoax. It really was made up. And then we spent millions and millions and millions of dollars, right, with the
and 4 years
Mueller, and that's right, with the Mueller investigation to go through all this stuff. You had people, you know, saying, you know, preaching this as gospel, basically, and people realized it was all wrong. So this can only make people's estimation of Trump rise because they will see him as being wronged, and the American people don't like that kind of dirty trick.
Now, changing the subject and moving back to Iran, or Ukraine, sorry, I know why Russia is not forcefully just driving over the Ukrainian people. I know why that is. You want to hear?
Yes, absolutely.
First of all, Vladimir Putin was duped by his generals, two of whom have been fired, four of whom have been killed. The director of the ministry, in other words, their version of a defense minister, hasn't been seen in almost 2 weeks right now. So there's something going on there. But Russian armored tactics used to be nothing less than excellent. Russian tanks would show up and they would rule the battlefield. That's the way it was, regardless of where they went or what they did. Russian tanks are usually not blown to bits in the numbers like we've been seeing in Ukraine. And to add more humiliation to Moscow's supposed military might, armored columns have actually run out of gas, we know. Everything is stalled except in the center of the city of Mariupol, which is besieged and engulfed in classic urban house-to-house fighting right now by the Russians and the Ukrainians. But the Ukrainians have the upper hand in that because they know the turf. Now, despite no food, no water or electricity, the Ukrainian defenders are not surrendering, and they're actually holding their own. Elsewhere, Russian forces are truly stuck in the mud. I saw something yesterday that told me that what I said to begin with was absolutely correct. The Russians were going back to their equipment that had been disabled or destroyed, partially destroyed, let's put it that way. And they were digging out ammo boxes, they were digging out anything they could dig out of the wreck, which told me that they were almost out of the stuff they were digging out.
Well, right. I mean, Captain, you would expect perhaps the other side, let's say, in a war like this, to be scavenging something, but it's the Russian army itself. It's scavenging its own stuff because they don't have it.
Well, the Ukrainians are doing their fair share of it, but
I'm sure
it's a question of who's getting there first. Now,
Will
the capital fall? We'll talk about that when we come back. Will the capital of Ukraine fall? Kiev, will it fall? We'll talk about that when we come back. It's going to be an interesting discussion here, so don't go anywhere. Get the popcorn, get the soda, whatever, and we will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away, and this is one of my favorite segments because I get to tell you that this segment is brought to you by MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell and the crew. And if you go over to MyPillow.com and you click on that radio listener specials page that's right there, you'll see that big box link, and it looks like a billboard sign. It says radio listener specials. You click on that, you will see an all-brand-new page of at least 150 items in there that are marked down drastically with discounts of 50%, 67%, 75%. There'll be a bunch of buy-one-get-one offers there. There'll be a bunch of buy-one-get-something-for-free there. I mean, it's all there. That's where they put their reduced-price items to push them out. And that's why they call it the Radio Listener Specials, because they want the folks that are listening on the radio to be able to take advantage of that. Now, when you get in there, you're going to need a promo code. The promo code is always going to be the word Captain. Very easy. Captain, that's your promo code. And if you want to call them on the phone and ask some questions and order things that way, you can do that by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. 5459. Again, your promo code will be Captain. That's MyPillow.com on the website. Radio Listener Specials page link. When you see that, click on that and go into that page, Radio Listener Specials. Promo code Captain. Phone number 800-641-5459. And happy shopping, because you'll enjoy what you see. Everything in there is on sale, including the MyPillow slippers, which I've got my second pair coming now, Kyle.
That's really cool. That's right. And they're a different color than the first pair, so
yep.
you've got variety.
Yeah. I've got the brown ones. Now I'm going to get the black ones.
Very cool.
Yeah. So they won't see me coming, right? All right. Well, let's go back to what we were talking about here. The Russia's top-down command structure has really done the Russian military wrong regarding their operational efficiency in the Ukraine. I'll explain. Post-Crimean annexation, where Ukraine retooled its strategy and tactics, they appear to have taken to heart the notion of trusting your subordinates to get the job done. Now, I'm talking about the Ukrainian forces. Now, in the U.S., we have our non-commissioned officers corps that's entrusted to do just that. They are the backbone of any armed forces. And by the way, the military is always, always, always only as good as the sergeants they have in the system that are the ones that actually get the job done. Now, Russia can't do anything without a general saying so, which is why so many of them were deployed in frontline situations, which has led to them being killed by Ukrainian snipers. It's pretty obvious to see the guy in charge pointing to people go here, there, and everywhere, and then you take them out, right?
Exactly, yes.
Now, this could be due to some help from Western intelligence services, but the two separate thoughts on how to fight a war are on display, and the Russian way is very much killing them in the field. It's not working. Now, that 40-mile-long convoy hasn't moved in days. It's still there. It's still there. It's dispersed a little bit, but it's still there. And with reports that Russia has gone as far as they can at this point, it may become a 40-mile funeral procession as Ukrainians are picking off these idle vehicles that have run out of fuel that are sitting there. And I just got done telling you some of the Russian military are going back to get things like bullets and whatever they can scrounge off the equipment that's been left behind and put it in the equipment they've got, which tells me they've run out of supplies.
Yes, that is exactly what it looks like. And, you know, Captain, you were talking earlier about how the Russian generals looks like they may have duped Vladimir Putin into believing something that just wasn't true about their capabilities and the outcome of what they thought was going to be their blitzkrieg into Ukraine. But do you think the Americans or the Europeans also had some kind of estimation of what the Russian army is really capable of if they did invade? And I wonder if that entered into how they conducted themselves pre-invasion.
No one I have talked to, from the rank of private to the rank of retired general in the military, thought the Russians would be this bad on the battlefield. No one. The Russians took for granted that they were going to go in there with their ill-experienced young troops, conscripts they call them, which are draftees, and go in there and just roll over the Ukraine forces. They just thought they were going to do that. And they were sold a bill of goods. Because Russia thought, they really did, that they could bulldoze their way through the country. And that the Ukraine military would melt away. And the government would collapse. None of that has happened. Part of the reason, Kyle, is because nobody's talked about this, and we may be the first ones to be doing it right now. Ukraine has a military of some 500,000 soldiers. Now, there are millions of Ukrainians who also picked up weapons and ammunition to join the fight, right?
Exactly, yes.
So the Russians are actually greatly outnumbered in this when it comes to a numbers game, and the Ukrainians are literally around the corner, around the bush, behind the trees, under the bricks, whatever. They pop up and they shoot, they ambush these people, which is guerrilla warfare to the extreme. But I'm telling you, be careful what you wish for, Mr. Putin. Be careful what you wish for, China. Be careful what you wish for, Iran. You might get it stuck right back in your face because the Russians are losing this battle. And I don't care how many tanks they got there. Now, if they start flying aircraft and start dropping cluster bombs because they have control of the skies, but that could be remedied fairly simple, if they'll just give Ukraine the damn planes they want. And by the way, you want to talk about some battle-hardened fighter pilots? The Ukrainian Air Force every day is involved in dogfights with Russian fighters in the air. Every day.
Yeah, this is definitely something. Obviously, it buoys all of us here in the West, and you know, watching this and encouraging the Ukrainians. But you know, Captain, at some point, it would seem to me that it's going to become fairly obvious that Russia obviously can't win this war. Now, what happens after that revelation? If that really does hit Putin, that's where these ideas of chemical weapons or other kinds of major developments, come into play.
Well, the Afghan military, for the most part, has worked very closely with the United States in a place called Afghanistan. Did you know that?
Right, right.
So the Afghan forces have actually worked with the United States before in Afghanistan, which is where they honed some of their skills. Now, Russia was also in Afghanistan, and it was called the bear trap for the old Soviet Union. The Ukraine is becoming that for Putin right now, and Russia. Now, we got to wait until April. That's when fresh forces are going to be mobilized and sent into the Ukraine. That's what we've been hearing. So we'll see what happens. And Putin has already said that no conscripts will be used again, adding that he was shocked that some of these forces were used in the initial invasion of Ukraine. That's probably not true. He knew what was going on because his generals gave him a bill of goods. Because Putin thought this was going to be a cakewalk, and he was wrong.
Well, right. Well, Captain, but if they come in and they start, like with the air power like you're talking about, or they start carpet bombing more than they've already done, but doing it on a much grander scale, trying to level any resistance in Ukraine, I would think that's going to start forcing the hand of Europe, the United States, NATO, or just the free world, basically. We won't be able to stand by and watch. I can't imagine people would stand for that kind of thing.
Well, the West and Joe Biden want to keep slapping sanctions on people, and that's just not going to work. You have to fight fire with fire, and if they're bombing you, you need to bomb them. Now, I'm not saying we go into China, we go into Russia and bomb them in Russia, but I am saying that we go along the border where they've got their defenses lined up. You know, that's where their staging areas are, and that's where we hit them. We hit them right there where their people are getting ready to come in and knock them right out into oblivion.
Precisely. In other words, something material has to be done because the world can't stand by and watch a continued slaughter of innocent women and children in Ukraine through these kinds of
wars. And this would require not one single American being in the active fight. Now, they'd be there for logistics, maybe to bring things in and get the heck out of Dodge, or fly things in and drop them off once the skies were okay to do such. But the Ukraine forces are now getting more SAM missiles and whatnot, which is being set up so that they can take some of the Russian planes down. And they're also, if they get those planes, they need to get the planes. We need to wake the hell up and see to it that they get the planes. That's what has to be done. So anyway, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And that's about all we're going to say about Ukraine for a while, unless you want to chime in and say something, which is fine with us. But we will be right back. Don't go nowhere.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Treasury Department is reporting 645,000 Americans haven't received their third stimulus check by last fall. Each person qualified was authorized to receive up to $1,400 starting in March of last year from the American Rescue Plan. The missing funds add up to $1.6 billion. President Biden says the United States and its allies remain united in efforts to help Ukraine during the ongoing Russian invasion.
I'm announcing the United States is prepared to commit more than $1 billion in humanitarian assistance to help get relief to millions of Ukrainians affected by the war in Ukraine.
Following meetings with allies in Brussels, Biden announced new sanctions against Russia, the president also calling for Russia to be removed from the G20. USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Jeff, from Sarasota. Appreciate that. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my other favorite team, and that would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that manufacture a product called Relief Factor. Now, I have been diligently taking Relief Factor for over 7 years. And the reason I take it is because it works. Now, my problem is obvious. You've heard me talk about it many times. My left foot, my left ankle, and my left leg that swells up and starts to hurt. And I just have to do something. And I don't want to take the stuff that I was taking because it was narcotics. And it would make you dizzy, make you nauseous, make you just woozy and this, that, and the other, all the things you didn't want to be at 10 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I got rid of it, and I tried Relief Factor. And right away, it worked. It worked. So now it's become a part of my daily integrated health plan that helps my body reduce the inflammation, and it stays that way. Now, I take a packet when I get up, whatever time that is, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Sometimes I sleep till 3, 2. It all depends on how long I've been up and what I've been doing the night before. And the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It lowers or even eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got, and it goes right straight to the source. All of this with a 100% drug-free product. And boy, do I love that. It's also 100% botanical fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of the key enzymes and proteins that your body actually needs to have. Now, you can check it out online. Try the 3-week quick start. No strings attached, no club to join, none of that stuff. By going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and it's $19.95 to start the 3-week quick start. You start it, you take it the way it says, take it every day for 3 weeks, and I'll tell you what, I'll bet you'll start feeling better, and I'll bet you'll wish you had to take it much sooner. Relieffactor.com/captain, that's relieffactor.com/captain. Try the $19.95 3-week quick start. You'll be glad you did. Because after all you have to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
And I know if you were in pain, you'd be taking it.
I would. We've heard so many good reports, Captain, about Relief Factor.
Yep.
It really works. I mean, you have people telling you that all the time, wherever you go.
That's right. I do. And even the emails that come into the show, you bet. And they also contact the company and thank them, and then it gets back to me that way. When somebody does that, they let me know. All right, well, something. Joe Biden yesterday tried to sound tough at the NATO summit. You saw him. He looked frail. He did not look like, you know, he was tippy-toeing around like he does and all that stuff. And I'm watching Trudeau look like as if he's Man Mountain Dean walking around. He's a little bit taller than most everybody was there, so he was playing that up pretty good. He might have even been wearing elevator shoes to make him look taller. But he was there, and, of course, Zelensky did that Zoom presentation, and he really hit a home run with that. And I hope that they take him up on what he's asking.
Well, of course, you know, the world is watching, you know, President Zelensky, and I just think marveling, Captain, at the bravery, at the resolve. You know, he is demonstrating and putting his life on the line every day to show exactly what a leader needs to do. He's staying with his people. He's trying to garner as much support as he possibly can. And he's the real deal. He's in the thick of it. Wherever he came from, whatever his life was like before he became president, or all these things kind of went together in some way to produce this man who's come at this point in history to do this very important thing for Ukraine.
Now, I'm going to mention this. It's changing the subject a little bit just because of the nature of it. How many people are in jail right now, still there, as a result of the January 6th incident?
I don't know the exact number, but
I do.
I know it's a lot. Yeah.
It's 70.
Mm-hmm.
70. Most of them are being kept under the same circumstances. They're not being charged with sedition or treason or anything like that, but they are being kept under the auspices of the Patriot Act, to where they can hold them for whatever length of time they want to before they bring them to trial and whatnot. And some of them haven't even been charged yet, officially. They just had charges brought against them, but they haven't had their day in court, so to speak.
Right, and they should. You know, that's our system here. But you're right, to put it under the auspices of the Patriot Act and so forth, that's more akin to sending people to Guantanamo. That was, I think, what
Correct.
This was originally designed to do in terms of getting what there would be foreign combatants and so forth. So, but the fact is, our system, you know, says you're going to have your day in court. You're going to present the evidence. Some people did a lot of things that they shouldn't have done. There's just no doubt about that. But it needs to be adjudicated in a timely fashion.
So my point is that while we see the politicians in Washington, D.C. fighting to help Ukraine keep their freedom and remain a country, a sovereign nation, they're not saying anything about these people that are in jail.
Well, right. I mean, the same could be said. You know, this was a few weeks ago when Jen Psaki, who tested positive, we hope that she's going to do okay, of course. But when she talked about the, you know, they're very concerned about the sovereign borders of Ukraine. And it was kind of laughable because the Biden administration has demonstrated complete disregard for the sovereign borders of the United States. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. And remember, he said yesterday that we were going to open the doors for 100,000 Ukraine people to come to the United States, and that we have a fair amount of them that have found their way to the southern border with Mexico right now.
Right, right. And I think, and yeah, the American people will be very welcoming, and you'll have people in Europe and different places as well that will be welcoming. One of the things, though, that's a real caveat is that some people are trying to take advantage of some of these refugees, and we have to be in these many different countries and so forth. You have to be very careful about people who could get into human trafficking and so forth, because you have bad actors who want to take advantage of this situation.
Now, here's something else that makes absolutely no sense. The New York City mayor, Mr. Adams, and his new policy that he has, where athletes and entertainers who are unvaccinated, like the Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving, will be exempt from the ban. This allows baseball players, basketball players, football players, soccer players that have not been vaccinated to come into the city and play their games, right?
Right.
And as a result, guess who's still on the outside looking in?
Well, you got the firefighters, police,
EMTs,
first responders. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
That's not fair.
No. And they're still bound by the old vaccination rules. Now, his decision comes just 2 weeks, ironic here, before the baseball season opens and the NBA is poised to go into the playoffs. And, gee, one of the New York teams is headed into the playoffs. The one that Kyrie Irving plays on. So is this obvious to you or not?
Well, it is. I mean, obviously, this is, people kind of draws. I guess there's obviously an economic factor with that. But, Captain, the people that actually put their lives on the line literally every single day, every single moment,
you
it
bet.
Would seem, because you never know what kind of call you're going to get that day.
You bet.
Yeah, why are they being singled out in that regard?
Well,
yeah.
You tell me and we'll find out.
Right, right.
Yeah. So there you go.
Well, it's power. It's power and all this kind of stuff. It's the same old thing. But yeah, you put this on display and it's like, well, wait a minute. Well, why are they more special than the EMTs and the firefighters and police?
And taking us up to the break is this story. Nearly two-thirds of the voters say the story of Hunter Biden's lost laptop is very important to them and believe that President Joe Biden was probably involved in his son's foreign business deals. Well, imagine that.
Imagine that, and Captain, imagine when you have different people in charge of the House and Senate that might want to do some investigations about some of this stuff following the November elections. That could also get very, very interesting.
Right, and we're fixing to go do the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, but in the next hour, I'm going to tell you the rumors that we've been hearing coming off the East Coast, Palm Beach, which is where a lot of Democrats live, about what could or could not happen to Joe Biden or Kamala Harris right about the time the midterms roll into play. How about that?
Yes, very interesting.
And it's a very interesting bit of information we picked up that's coming from Democrats talking to Democrats. And they would know. And we intercepted one of the messages yesterday, and we're going to tell you what's being talked about. You won't believe it. Well, maybe you will believe it. So hold on. We're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Can't wait. We'll be back.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the Overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
We'll be right back.
Friday is Deep Purple, and they are in concert, and that's the original group that was out in concert about 3 years ago, four years ago, Smoke on the Water. Kyle, I'll tell you what, I remember that way back when.
Yeah, that's a real classic. Deep Purple, very cool.
Yeah, and they were a sign of the times, let me tell you, when that band came up on the stage and started doing what they were doing, and everybody paid attention. That's all there was to it. All right, well, let me see here. We're going to take a look at the weather. We don't have a lot of weather today, but we do have some interesting things that could be happening, and we'll just put it that way. Now, gusty winds will impact the northern plains and portions of the upper Midwest today. Those winds, partnered with very dry conditions, will result in elevated to critical fire weather conditions across portions of the north central plains. Record warmth was possible in portions of the west out there by you there, Mr. Kyle. Conversely, areas in the eastern U.S. will experience temperatures for the next couple of days 10 to 20 degrees below normal, and that'll take us right into the weekend before the weather starts to change and go back up. So tell us what's going on out west.
Well, Captain, it's another evening of really kind of being the Maytag repairman out here in the west, and we don't have a whole lot of weather to tell you about.
Got a deck of cards?
Got a deck of cards, and that's about it. Maybe some solitaire, but that really does mean, of course, that it's really smooth sailing, so to speak, for all of our trucker friends, our RV friends, and our driver friends out there, because we don't have any big severe weather things to tell everybody about. Just a little while ago, coming across, I believe, I-76, coming out of Colorado into Nebraska, there was some rain coming across the road, but a lot of that's now heading on over to Nebraska, so it's getting out of Colorado altogether. So you got smooth sailing there. We don't have any other major weather alerts to tell you about, but you did mention, Captain, about some temperatures, and of course we are going to see some warm up here in the on the West Coast as we go through the next couple of days. But right now, for example, in Bakersfield here in California, it's 71 degrees at this time of night, so you kind of get the idea. Right now in Salt Lake City, our friends at the Pilot and Flying J there, the Flying J, I should say, is 52 degrees. Las Vegas checking in at 68 degrees in the nighttime hours. And Palm Springs, it's a balmy 71 degrees there right now, Captain. So be sure to be careful out there on the highways and byways, and we'll check you out next hour.
Okay, the winds start out up in North Dakota and parts of the northeastern corner of South Dakota, and then right down inside let's see here, inside Minnesota, just to over to the Twin Cities, and then on down to Iowa, and most of Iowa is going to be windy tonight, so you'll have that to contend with. Got some flooding tonight along the Red River Valley, up there coming down on the South Dakota-North Dakota line, so be advised of that. We do have some winter weather still up in the northern part of Michigan. We've got a little bit of snow up there tonight, and that could get a little dicey, depending on what happens. And then we've got over on the Michigan lakes, Lake Michigan side, the southern part of Lake Michigan, again, just like we've had the last couple of nights, down on the southern half of the lake, we've got some cold temperatures and some moisture down there. On the east side of Wisconsin, down around Chicago, and then over on the west side of Michigan, down to the Indiana line. Now, staying up north for just a little bit, going across, the next thing I see that might bother you would be way up in Maine. Got snow going on up in Maine tonight. So if you're going empty up there to Presque Isle or Caribou to grab that load of French fries, you might have a little fun trying to get up there. And you might even spin the wheels a little bit trying to back up to the dock. So there you go. And you've also got some unsettled weather conditions around Boston tonight. That should clear up as daylight comes around. We do have some wind going down to the Chesapeake Bay area. And then we've got some offshore winds all the way down to Savannah, Georgia tonight. So be advised of that. Now, there is some fog in the south tonight if you're traveling. San Antonio, you're going to have fog coming across on I-10. Houston, going on down to the valley, you're going to have some patchy fog all the way down to Brownsville and McAllen out of Houston, close to the Gulf. You also got some fog in Louisiana, right along the Gulf there, and some breezy conditions all the way over to just about Tallahassee in Florida, all the way over to just the other side of New Orleans and Louisiana. So be advised of that. And that is exactly what the weather is looking like right now in those areas. Now, Kyle, tell us what the pilot and Flying J can do for the drivers if they would like to become a member of the Drivers Club.
Well, if you would like to become a member of the Drivers Club, first of all, it's incredibly easy and quick to do so. You can simply pull into any Pilot or Flying J out there along the highways and byways, and you can sign up for the Drivers Club.
Right there in the kiosk.
Well, that's right. You can also go online to pilotflyingj.com. You can also download the My Rewards Plus app, which will help you track your points on everything that you're going to be buying at the Pilot or Flying J, your food, your fuel, your supplies. And get this, after only 6 fills, you can start earning up to 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills. Now try that with 2 points with the other guys. That's why we think that you'll really prefer pulling into Pilot to a Pilot or a Flying J. Again, go to pilotflyingj.com, check out everything that they have mm-hmm. there for you, especially the fuel card mm-hmm. and their locations function as well.
Now, I don't need to tell anybody how serious and terrible the situation is going on right now in Ukraine. Unprovoked Russian aggression has decimated large portions of the country, creating a massive humanitarian crisis. And there's a time to determine how leadership in the West has failed its people, but right now it's a time to help. And I will tell you that if you go to our website for my flagship station, theanswertampa.com, and click on the Food for the Poor banner, you'll see the Help Ukraine words written right on it, Help Ukraine. We have a direct link with Food for the Poor to be able to get your contribution to work for you right away and get food on the way to the Ukraine. We have a direct link to do that. And your donation will be used to alleviate some of the suffering. Please see if you can help by going to theanswertampa.com and clicking on the Help Ukraine button right there on the Food for the Poor section that we have right there on that page. All right, Kyle, you hang on. Folks, I'll be right back with more right after Kathy takes us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.